This is a reading of The Soul's Probation, a life tableau in dramatic scenes as sequel to The Portal of Initiation through Rudolf Steiner. This is again the second of the four mystery dramas. Characters, beings, and events. The spirit and soul experiences of the characters in The Soul's Probation are a continuation of those in The Portal of Initiation. Professor Capacius, Benedictus, Hierophant of the Sun Temple, Philea, Astrid, Luna, are the spiritual beings who form the connection of the human soul forces with the cosmos. The other Philea, the spiritual being who impedes the connection of the soul forces with the cosmos. The voice of conscience. These are not allegorical, but are realities for spirit cognition. Maria, Johannes Thomasius, Strader, Felix Balde, Felicia his wife, the double of Johannes Thomasius, Lucifer, Ahriman. Six peasants and six peasant women. Simon the Jew, a former incarnation of Strader, Thomas, a former incarnation of Johannes Thomasius, a monk, a former incarnation of Maria, the Grand Master, leader of a mystic order, First Preceptor, a former incarnation of Capacius, Second Preceptor, First Master of Ceremonies, Second Master of Ceremonies, the spirit of Benedictus, Joseph Keane, a former incarnation of Felix Balde, Dame Keane, a former incarnation of Felicia Balde, Bertha, their daughter, a former incarnation of the other Maria, the Portal of Initiation, Celia, Keane's foster daughter, a former incarnation of Theodora, the Portal of Initiation, Theodosius and Romanus, Hierophants of the Sun Temple. The events of scenes 6 through 9 are the content of Capacius's spirit retrospect into his former life. This same retrospect is experienced also by Maria and Johannes Thomasius, but not by Strader, whose former incarnation is seen only by Capacius, Maria, and Johannes. The pictures of the retrospect into the 14th century are conceived as results of imaginative cognition. They are to be taken as idealized representations of life events, not necessarily as history. The way in which these lives are repeated, from happenings in the 14th century into the present day, should not be generalized. This kind of repetition can occur only at a turning point of time. Therefore, also, the conflicts as they are presented here as consequences from a former life are only possible for such a turning point of time. Synopsis. It is evident that in The Soul's Probation, the central event is the retrospect into the former incarnations of medieval times. The four scenes before the retrospect, scenes 2 to 5, and the four scenes after it, scenes 10 to 13, are closely related to the central scenes, which describe the happenings in the Middle Ages. Scene 1 stands by itself. It is concerned only with Capacius and his first breakthrough into spirit reality. It is a Faustian experience that reminds us of the long monologue at the beginning of Goethe's Faust, when the spirit of the earth confronts Faust. Mantric words in a book by Benedictus lead Capacius to the perceiving of his own soul forces outside himself. Instead of the usual third force at the side of Astrid and Luna, another Philea appears. She is characterized by Rudolf Steiner as the, quote, spiritual being who impedes the connection of the soul forces with the cosmos, unquote. She may be seen as an offspring of Retardus. Benedictus himself finds encouraging and strength-bestowing words for Capacius, hinting at the tests and trials lying in store for him. The scene ends in a mood of expectancy for the things to come. It is the overture to the whole play. Scenes 2 to 5 bring, each in its own way, the idea of karma and reincarnation into the sphere of reality. In scene 2, Maria gathers into her spirit self, with Benedictus's help, the forces of the soul, which will enable her to look back into the life preceding her present one. In scenes 3 and 5, Johannes has to undergo a shock experience, induced by Maria's firm advice that their separation has become inevitable for his own independent development. This shock loosens Johannes' etheric body, so that he can perceive first his soul forces, and then, in a dramatic moment, his double, in connection with Lucifer and Ahriman. This loosening results also in a conscious experience of his former incarnation as Thomas, the Miner. In scenes 4 and 5, Capasius meets, in a conversation with Strader, the idea of reincarnation in a most unexpected way, and this is the beginning of his own insight. Strader has been able to realize the truth of repeated earth lives as logical consequence of modern scientific thinking. But for Strader himself, this means only resignation and self-denial, because the working of karma cannot be brought into his consciousness. Capasius is deeply disturbed and puzzled by this encounter and feels compelled to seek a kind of refuge at the home of the Baldus. Here, surrounded by a landscape of mountains and forest, he converses with Felix and Felicia. But he has difficulties to follow Felix's trend of thought, whereas Felicia opens up for him, as sometimes before this, a world of imaginations. In the tale she tells about the rock spring wonder, the soul of Capasius is carried into a world of pictures that take him far away into cosmic distances and then to a perception of his former life as a Knight Templar. Scenes 6 to 9 depict certain decisive moments of the medieval times in which the persons of the drama are all brought together. These scenes have an historical background, although here they are compressed into the frame of the particular action of this play. One may well assume that they reveal a reading in the Book of Cosmic Memory, the Akasha Chronicle. The character of such a reading is that it condenses the events to their essentials. Nevertheless, actual history speaks through it. First of all, the place itself. It is the countryside and one of the castles, Burg Lockenhaus, of the Austrian Burgenland. There is, to this day, a legend about the Knights Templar living in the castle for a time, which is a similar story to the one in the play. The action takes place shortly after the execution in 1314 of Jacques de Molay, the Grand Master of the Templars, of whom the Grand Master in the play speaks. In scenes 10 to 13, the results of the retrospect for the different individualities are shown. First, Capasius gives a spontaneous but exact description of the way he gained the vision of his former life. This is a unique monologue of a kind which has never before existed in world literature. We witness the reality of spirit experience. Capasius follows the events backwards, from the present awakening leading back in stages to the culminating sight of the actual pictures of his medieval life, and then to the preceding stages of consciousness by which he was gradually carried into this picture world. Finally, he ends where he started from, but now the shock of re-embodiment is too great. His longing takes him back into cosmic regions. There he feels at home, estranged from his present life. In scene 11, Maria displays courage, awareness, and insight, which enable her to defeat Ahriman. She can prove to him that he lacks the organ of perception for those decisive moments in human evolution when future events have to be prepared, the turning points of time. In scene 12, Lucifer is triumphant over Johannes, who cannot free himself from the impression that Thomas, the Miner, made on him. He feels the impact of the conflicts of that earlier time more strongly than the tasks of the present incarnation. This weakness of his gives Lucifer power over him. In scene 13, we witness again the Sun Temple, as it was revealed at the end of the Portal of Initiation. Benedictus rules in the east, Theodosius in the south, and Romanus in the west. This time, Lucifer takes his place at the northern altar as the result of Johannes's failure. The forces maturing in Strata, even though he has not yet reached full consciousness, cause Ahriman to leave the temple. Strata enters as a sleeping soul, under the guidance of the soul forces. To Maria falls the task of harmonizing the complications brought about by karma, which prevent Capasius and Johannes from being present. In her words about the springs of love, she refers to the Christ being, without mentioning his name, as the Lord of Karma. It is in this spirit that Benedictus sums up the temple's task at the end of the play, the three human lives interwoven, Johannes, Capasius, and Strata, will be as a triad from now on, under the guidance of the Sun Temple. And that is the end of the introduction and synopsis of the play.